Part 3, starting now. The Chancellor of the Exchequer said, "I share the hope of the members of this conference that every effort will be made to hold government expenditure at a steady level throughout the year. While the rate of direct taxation may not appear to have been greatly lowered, it is nevertheless true that if the rates of tax in force 10 years ago were applied this year, the yield would be more than £1,000,000,000 higher than it is. In spite of what has been done, however, I agree that the level of taxation is still too high, and I hold the view that high direct taxation is a deterrent to hard work and the fullest use of the nation's ability. I should therefore like our first resolution today to be the determination to continue to reduce the proportion of the gross national income which is taken in taxation. What we have to do is to try to reduce government expenditure, and if this is not possible, then we must certainly try to diminish the rate of increase in government spending. Secondly, we should endeavour to increase gross national income and thereby increase the yield from taxation. If we can do this, it is possible that we can obtain the same money from a lower rate of tax. My own task is not, of course, an enviable one. My task, first and foremost, is to ensure that existing schemes are carried out without increasing the burden of taxation. It often seems to me that the opposition are not prepared to acknowledge the facts relating to finance today. They seem to think that we can, by ourselves, dictate the course of events and the policies of other countries in matters of trade. This is entirely erroneous. Trade in this country is influenced by many factors throughout the world. I am therefore pleased to be able to report that production has gone up by as much as 7%, earnings have increased, and prices have remained fairly stable. It is with reluctance that I mention the vexed question of credit restrictions. I can assure you that it gives me no pleasure at all to have to restrict credit. The position will be eased as soon as I think it is safe to do so in the interests of the economy of the country as a whole. I am only too well aware of the disturbing effect of changes, but we cannot isolate ourselves from the world and all sorts of fluctuations in supply and demand take place which are absolutely beyond our control. Our only course in these circumstances is to take what measures may be necessary at home. I suggest that if we are to increase national wealth, we must take note of several points. First, we must keep sterling strong and the currency stable. We must maintain the strength of the pound. Secondly, we must use the national resources wisely and not squander them. Thirdly, we must keep our prices competitive, and this alone is no easy task. It needs invention and ingenuity, and it also means restraint. We must have a new attitude between labour and management so that production can be increased and production methods changed without labour troubles. It is necessary that we bear in mind all these aspects of the financial problems that confront us at the present time. I, as the Chancellor of the Exchequer and the Government, wish to give the people of the nation a square deal. The responsibility is not all on one side. The people themselves have a responsibility. End of part 3.